This is the audio recording for the Candia Board of Selectmen meeting for June 27th, 2022.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, roll call.
Rush there.
Susan Young.
Boyd Shivers.
Brian Brown.
Pat Moran.
Approve the minutes of June 13th.
I move to accept the June 13th minutes as published for discussion.
Yeah, I'll second that.
All right, for discussion. I just had a couple things. Line 99, 101. 105 and 108, 109. It's down there as the administrative assistant, and we did change that to land use coordinator.
I thought we changed that.
Correct?
Yes. It's land use coordinator.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, originally we were going to make it administrator.
Right.
So we took that back to roll that out.
Okay.
And then we changed it at that meeting to land use coordinator. I don't know if anybody's got anything else.
52 is instead of had, it has used bikes.
I was going to say, I know there was a grammar mistake somewhere. But
for me to pick that one up,
yeah.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, I just know it's been dropped.
You want to
amend it?
You want to include line 108? Selectman Dan made a motion to advertise the land use administrative assistant.
Yeah, that's what I said, 108 and 109.
Oh, okay, I didn't. Yeah. Sorry.
Because it appears on both lines.
But wait, wasn't there one that somebody made the motion and the same person seconded it? Is that just? Let me see. I saw that somewhere, but I might be wrong.
Sounds better than arguing.
Yep.
Unless you agree with these all.
Yes. It's down on, it's on 89. I made the motion and I seconded my own on 91. I think it's probably somebody else. That's just a, if you could just go back.
Oh, because it doesn't even have a second, right?
No, right, seconded now. By Susan Young.
Yeah.
My motion. I think somebody.
I think I seconded that.
So even if you went back to the tape, and it's not a major thing.
Yeah, okay. Good catch.
So Boyd is the one to second it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody want to make a motion there with the changes?
Yeah, I move we accept the minutes as amended.
Second that.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you. New business. I called Carla down because we have a request from Susan Hayden to be appointed onto the Smith Memorial Building Board of Trustees, and I couldn't find anything in the packet where Carla had, you know, either endorsed it or not. So I asked her, and she came down. So
be glad to have her.
Be glad to have her.
I think that's a good choice.
Yeah, I know her.
Yeah.
She's here.
Someone want to make a motion then?
She seems referring.
I'd like to make a motion to accept Susan Hayden to the Smith Memorial Board of Trustees.
Second that.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Rush. Yeah.
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
All right. Thank you, Carla, for coming down.
You're welcome.
Then we have a resignation from Marianne Wilcox. It has given me great satisfaction to be part of an alternate for the cemetery trustees of Town of Candia. I hope my contributions have benefited the town in some way. I love this community and was honored to serve. I regret to inform you that I will be resigning from my role as of June 17th, 2022, as I will be moving out of state. Thank you for the opportunity. I know the team will continue to work efficiently and accomplish many tasks.
I'd like to accept the resignation with deep regret and thank her for her
service.
I'll second that.
Okay, second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Yeah, Boyd.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Good. Thank you.
Along the cemetery lines, we have four members now, four active members.
Four active members, yes.
And no alternates. At some point, there might be a 2-2. I don't know what we do about the fifth member.
Who's the...
Carlton, but he was elected, so you can't... Well, you...
Who's the...
I'm the liaison. That's why I'm asking.
Now you can tiebreaker.
So who do we... What do we do? I mean, it's been, what, 2 years now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. We are still looking for more alternates.
Well...
I think the regular member should be there.
And Carlton's membership is up next year, this coming year, 2023, so...
I guess maybe make it till March, I guess.
Yeah.
I was just afraid with budget and everything, there might be a 2-2.
Yeah.
And then you need a tiebreaker.
Yeah, where someone needs to recuse themselves.
Can you check and see if maybe the liaison can be part of that, if it needs to be?
No.
Well, I know, but...
I just want to get them what they want.
You don't want to motion.
We can appoint her as an alternate.
Right. So we can appoint you as an alternate in the cemetery trust.
Well, yeah, but I don't even know about voting. Can't we just ask him to please come?
Yes.
How about you ask him?
Okay, I'll ask him.
Yeah, he does listen to her.
Yes. So we'll see. Just until March.
It doesn't mean he'll agree with you, but he'll listen to you.
It's pretty stubborn.
Yes.
You think?
If you can just give it a whirl, that would be great. Thank you.
Good boy. Okay, Boyd, I believe this is yours. The diesel fuel rate adjustment?
Yeah. How about the safety?
Safety.
Oh, okay. I already had checked it off. Sorry about that. We met last week, and the Safety Facility Committee would like to hold a public hearing on the 11th of July, which is our next meeting, and requesting $64,500.
About that, yeah.
Yeah.
$64,500.
Is that for the building?
That is for the next set of plans that will get us a more accurate cost of what it's going to cost to build this thing. And I agree. Everybody's
signing. How much have we spent so far?
28 to SMP, and I think it was 8 or 9 to Ekman.
So we're going to have $100,000 in this thing before we drive in.
And I was taken back with that, and I'm kind of deferring to Tommy's not on there, right?
Nope.
Tommy and Ronnie, because they deal with this on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
And Tommy indicated that, yeah, that's perfectly within the realms of what it costs to do that kind of business.
So is that based on the square footage of the facility or the
yeah,
projected
pretty
cost?
Much. Pretty much, yep. Yep.
I'm going to reserve...
Well, I mean, we can get into...
We got to have a hearing before...
We got to have the hearing. That's when...
Yeah.
And he's going to be here, plus some of the committee members are going to be here. So if the board has specific questions, hopefully we'll be able to answer them.
Well, we need this to move forward.
If that's the next step, that's what we have to do.
Right. No, I mean, it is. I mean, you know, right now, if things ever move forward, it's still in 2024.
We got nothing to go to 23 with
right
at this point.
All right. So let's...
But I think there's some talk about, and I know people say, no, we're not going to do that, about adding on to this building and being able to do it that way for a lot less than what's being... There's some talk about a committee getting together. I shouldn't say some talk. I mean, Dean and myself and a couple of others. So I just... That's just...
We have the property. The town voted
for
the property.
Yeah, we had the property. Well, they voted for the property because no matter what, that's a good deal. I mean, I sat there at the budget committee and pushed it.
Right.
I said, no matter what, we're not going to lose with that property. This, we're getting...
We have the property here, too.
Right. we're getting a lot of money. We worked so hard to get that $350 or $360 in there, and we've already given some. And if they couldn't, with what the money we gave them, get something together so that we asked the taxpayers in March, do you want this building or not? If they can't get some type of picture of plans together.
We have that, we just don't have the build-out numbers.
No.
And that's the part that we really need.
And it costs $64,000 to get that?
I know, it's a lot of money, so I agree.
I just...
Has any thought been given to building onto this building?
Yes, it has.
Well, we have...
I mean, serious thought.
Yes.
Yeah, and I personally disagree. I don't think the footprint here can accommodate what we want to do.
The footprint of the lot or the building?
This whole lot.
Well, Dean and I talked about this one night.
He measured it.
If you get that berm out of the way, you can punch that parking lot right back into where Jeff keeps his sand back there.
I know.
That gives you an extra almost 100 feet back.
You don't need that load at all.
It's not going to give you what we're looking for this building. That's the problem.
Where are you going to put parking?
You don't need that road. You can push the parking lot back.
Right.
You know, we didn't used to have that road.
It would be in that lot back there.
And I think Dean will probably come to the next meeting, but he actually measured it.
Right.
And they wanted 60,000 square feet. What was it?
65,000.
65,000. And he actually went out with a tape.
6,500.
Yeah, there's 6,500 out there. That's without using the downstairs or with an addition using the upstairs. There's 60, he measured it physically. And I don't think, and I know it was poo-pooed when I suggested it 2 years ago to add on here, but I'm telling you, the economy, maybe it's just my family, things are expensive, and I don't think it's going to go well for at least till 2024. That's my opinion, you know, depending on who gets voted in. And I just think we are cutting ourselves
down. We talked about that, too, at the committee meeting, that, you know, do we continue to move forward with this, or do we stop? And it was unanimous that they wanted to move forward. Because we can't give an accurate number to build that facility without moving forward.
The cost of this facility, if whatever you're talking about here, is going to be that type of cost anyhow.
No.
Yes, it will be.
I disagree too.
To meet the requirements that is required in a...
I mean, we can't build like we built this because there's too many regulations and whatnot now.
First of all, we have an architect who will do the plans and everything and the drops and the markups and everything for free. So if you take the architects, I haven't seen the breakdown of the 64,000, but if you take the architects and the clerk or whatever they call it now, project manager out of that.
What does this architect do? What's his background knowledge that you're proposing?
Architecture.
That's,
I mean, he's done, I'm sure he's done, I don't know, I could ask
well,
for
Well, that's
his,
the question.
I could
you
ask for his resume.
Qualified individual that has done
I
these
agree.
Things that we're not second-guessing down the road or what happened.
I agree. I'm sure he's aware of the regulations that a police department needs. And in my opinion, if we did this for now, we're squeezed. We are squeezed in here. The land use office, Candy's office. If what? We did this now... And we could do it, say, for $450 or something like that, or $5. If we could do it for that and spread this office out, get the kitchen out of the selectman's office, and then if the people in another 5 years, if things are looking up and our economy isn't going in the tank, if that happens, get them their building. I mean, it just...
You know, you're talking about... So what we're got here... To have that meeting is to talk to people of some facts, not, oh, we've got somebody that can do this, and this could be done here, or what have you. We've done a lot of work on this, and it's very important. And we don't know what the fall's going to be. Nobody knows what the fall's going to be. But if we turn around and start with a negative instead of positive, we need a police station. We need a police facility. That is no ifs, ands, or buts. That's why this committee got started.
I don't think we should be looking at this in a short-term plan either. I think we should be looking 20, 25 years from now at something a little more realistic.
Anthony's suggestion was 50 years.
That's sitting there.
50-year plan.
This is a 50-year plan.
So we're going to have this addition on here for 50 years? Are we going to have that fire station for 50 years?
Well, we've had this for 30. They plan on adding on the fire station on the other side to accommodate the you know, get the bathrooms or showers or whatever the guys needed and the exhaust system and like that. I mean, that's been standing for how many years, Brian? You were a firefighter. I mean, that's, you know, it's not fancy smancy. It might not be the best. It might not be Auburn's fire department, you know, but.
Well, we're talking police.
Well, it might not be Auburn's police department. They have twice as many people in their town as we do, I believe. Don't they have over 10,000 now? Well,
no,
Raymond
they're
does.
Five. They're 5,000.
5,200 maybe?
Yeah, I was going to say. And ours is 4. But they have a lot of commercial base that helps with their taxes, and I don't know.
I don't disagree with what you're saying, what you're bringing up at all. I don't disagree with it. But I do believe that if we're going to build something, it needs to be down there so everything can be laid out and we can accommodate all three facilities down the road.
And I think we have the parcel to do that. I think we got the parcel. To me, that was very important, to get that parcel, you know, and in the future, if our population doesn't expand any more than it has been, and the future generations don't really want to do that, they can sell it. And they still
haven't really expanded in 30 years. I mean,
right,
still
right.
Right
this
around
is
the
30 years old, yeah.
We were right around
that's what I'm
39,
saying.
4,000
that's
back
saying.
Then.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, we just, I don't know.
So you're...
And I love the police. I mean, I got you, you know, I was very supportive of a raise, an hourly. I love the police. It's nothing about that. I am terribly worried about older people in this town on Social Security. Dean and I will be able to pay our taxes. Okay, that's not a problem. I'm not worried about my son paying his taxes. I'm worried about other people in town who don't seem to have a voice. They I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
What do you mean they don't have a voice? They can come to this meeting.
Well,
on
stop
the 11th.
Saying that when you're 89 years old.
Well,
you don't drive when it's dark. I don't.
All right. But where
That's
are we talking about?
Zoom.
What percentage of that population is 90 years old? When we're talking about a growth of young population too, that looking into the future, you've got to let other people see things also.
I agree, but we don't have a young population. We have an elderly population.
We have an elderly population, and these people.
I mean, if you look at the census information, whatever that's worth, we have a real elderly population, and they're the ones paying the taxes. I know.
Well, tonight we're just going to schedule a meeting.
Yeah.
That's all.
I'm sorry.
I like to
give people advance warning about what might be discussed, so it's not like, well, I didn't know we had another committee that was thinking of doing, you know what I mean? Right. So that was that. Okay, let's go on.
So is that acceptable to have that? Schedule that?
Sure. Yeah, you want a motion to
absolutely. Make a
authorize
motion.
A public meeting?
Hold on. Well, do you have Al or Kala? Kala?
So, just three questions. How much money have you spent, not counting the purchase of the land, how much money have you spent so far?
$28,000, I believe, plus $3,000.
$31,000.
I think right around $31,000.
$31,000?
Yes.
And somebody mentioned something about 64?
$64,500 is the next expenditure.
Added on, or does that bring your total up to 64?
No, added on.
Then where does your total end up?
$95,500.
Yeah, just under 100, yeah.
But so, the legal is not in there. Legal expenses aren't in there, by the way.
Right.
So now, question number three, if you bring this to a vote and the community says no, do you lose that money? Can you move that money forward to a future date?
No, we will have all the documentation, all the plans that we own, and it can be used
so
at a later date.
So you can put those on a shelf, and
yep.
in 4 years
yep.
from now, 5 years from now,
yep.
those plans can still be used.
Correct.
But all the cost estimates.
The cost will be different, obviously, but.
Yep. But you will have a plan.
Correct. Correct.
But in 5 years, the cost will be different to get those plans, too.
I'm just wanting to know.
Oh, no, I get it.
Whether or not your work will be lost, or whether your work will still be good 5 years from now, because I don't have a good feeling about the community voting for this project.
I don't either.
I agree.
So the fact that you're not going to lose all of that work is an important thing.
I think there's more to it. I think the community is in favor of the project, but not the cost. The cost is scaring them.
Well, it doesn't matter. The answer might still be no.
Absolutely, yeah.
Whether they're in favor of it, but they don't like the cost, the answer's no.
Correct. But I'm just saying, any meetings that we've had and open houses, it's been a positive feedback that, yeah, we need it.
I think Susan has a very good point.
Oh, I said she did.
The fact that the size of this community, the number of residents, has not grown, and it has not grown to justify the taxes and the budgets that we already have. Mm-hmm. So when I came here 40 years ago, there were 3,000 of us, and we didn't have a police force. We had a chief, a single individual who worked
out of his car.
Part-time.
Yeah.
And a volunteer fire department.
Yeah.
And minus three of the additions that we currently have in the 40 years that put on the school. So my point is that if people think about how the budget of this community and what we have done to satisfy a growth of 1,000, that's my point.
Yeah.
We've grown 1,000 people in 40 years.
Right.
And our Brian, I remember you were sitting on the board and you commented at the time that the town budget was still under $1 million.
That was my last year, I think it went just over $1 million.
Right.
Yeah. We cried doing that.
So I mean, I don't know how people are gonna vote for them.
Well, in December when they get their tax bills, that's when it's gonna hit them, because the school is gonna hit then. And the one that was voted on, which was legally voted on and everything, the warrant article, that's going to hit then.
Plus it'll
our
reflect
budget
the revenue
that
too.
Increased 6%, that's going to hit them. And now we've taken good money and thrown it after bad, another 64. And I think we're going to get a no, but I don't know.
Well, you're going to have some development, and somebody's going to do all this for nothing. We've had somebody who right now has spent if we had to pay somebody $10,000 to $15,000 to get us the land worked on and what have you. Tom.
Yeah. Al, you had a question?
No, I was just making a suggestion of following the comments of Selectman Young and Mrs. Benfield. Hearing all this secondhand, I would appreciate it if the town would be more public relations oriented. In my terms, I'm in favor of the project, but thinking what the ladies said, you need to put out some more more public relations in the public sector, because I mean it's great to sit here tonight and hear it, but what gets out to the general public, like these ladies have said, they don't hear all this stuff. Maybe, I don't know, just off the top of my head, maybe the administrator could put a public note or a
Well, for that, for the 11th, for the public hearing, it will be. It will be well noticed. That's when the discussion is really going to happen. Huh?
In the press. As I'm one of the awful, but as the two ladies, Slackman Young and Mrs. Penfield have said, press might have old folks. We read what's in the press, or we hear what's struck about around town.
Yeah.
Somehow, you've got to get the message out. What you're doing in the my terms and the old folks, don't go so fast. I mean, you young guys.
What young guys? Patrick?
Just because you've got 20 years
yeah,
on
really.
That, don't call us young.
I'm looking at young at the same.
That's why we got to have the public hearing now. That's when all that conversation will happen.
Well, I come in and the door, the non-public was to open, you know.
We took the sign off.
It's down, you know. But
the non-public sign was on the door is what he's saying.
It was open though, wasn't it?
Sure the door was open.
It's all fixed now. I took care of that.
Thank you, Al.
Well. We are trying, and nobody's rushing this, Al. We've been on this thing for almost 2 years or more now. So nobody's rushing it.
But when you get to be my age, you'll understand. You got to keep doing that all the time.
Almost 90, I think, isn't it? Well, we'll try. We'll try to do better,
Al. Yeah, they did a good job of promoting it, I think.
I think.
Pound again.
Well, maybe we should have a public hearing at the tavern.
I like it.
Huh?
Public hearing, I'm going to give him hell.
All right, Al, thank you.
So July 11th it is.
Yeah. Yes.
At 7?
Yep.
Or
yes.
You start
yeah,
early?
No.
No.
Seven. Second?
Yeah.
Will you second your motion to have that we have the meeting?
Or did we just agree?
Yeah.
Well, I thought you wanted
a
motion.
Let's take a motion so
okay.
It's not
a
record.
I did.
I'll okay. Second that motion.
Okay, all in favor of
July 11th,
having the public hearing on dispersing, releasing some more funds for the Public Facility Committee. All in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Right.
Now.
Thank you.
A notice. We can place it at the
recycling
Irving
Center.
Mm-hmm. Irving Center. The CYAA.
Get a helicopter drop.
There. Pardon?
A helicopter drop.
Well, no. Well, what I'm saying is, like Al said, we've got to get it to everybody.
We've tried. Now, when we have our public hearings, yeah. We try to do dividends
I'm just saying that these places have said that we can, for something for the town, they will post
it. They will put it, yeah.
And then I'll say this, the other end of it is, people say, yes, we've got taxes, what is it going to be? Nobody knows what it's going to be. You're talking, electricity's going up. Well, in 25 years, what is it going to be? So, I mean, we've got to think and let everybody know. And I'll say this, I've sat down at the, or stood at the doggone recycling center. I'm willing to bet I've talked to more people at the recycling center, and I'll say the majority of them are very much in favor of a police station. Fine, they're in favor of a police station. Now we still have the dollars and cents that we have to talk about.
Right.
I understand that. But to turn around and say we can't do something because of down what's going to happen next year, we got to move forward.
All right.
Just because you bring it to the voters once and they say no, doesn't mean you can't bring it back to the voters. Northampton just did it like four times before it finally passed.
Yeah,
right.
So. And that was a $9 million project.
Yeah, it was expensive.
But usually it goes down, down, down. Well, even this one did.
Yeah.
This building did too. Started at 6 or something.
Okay, Boyd.
Okay.
Boyd's up.
Okay. Well, this is going to be relatively easy.
Comparatively easy.
Yeah. All right. So in our last meeting, the board gave tentative approval to adopting a policy that will compensate our contractors for the increased price of diesel fuel since the last time their contract rate was established. So in the fall of last year, we negotiated new contract amounts with our contractors, and we adjusted it by 5% in the fourth quarter. Well, since then, the price of diesel has gone up quite a bit. So the board authorized me to write a policy statement here that's modeled on the state's formula. State of New Hampshire does the same thing for their contract drivers. When the price of diesel fuel exceeds the amount that was that it sold for in the month their contract was approved and accepted, then the contractors get compensated for that based on a little formula the state came up with. So I took the state formula and I plugged it into a Town of Candia policy statement here, which is modeled, which is similar to, in the same format as the rest of our policy. So the first thing probably we should do tonight is, if we still approve this idea, is adopt this policy. And then the second part of our meeting last week, we said we're going to apply this retroactively to the first quarter of 2022, because that's when these guys did all the work, most of it, plowing snow, and that's also when the price of diesel went up. So there's no point in going over the cost impact of the diesel fuel adjustment policy until we adopt a policy. And then once we adopt that policy, if we're going to do that tonight, then there's a memo in here that shows what the impact would be of this policy as applied retroactively to our contractors for the first quarter of 2022.
Can we do both tonight? Can we adopt the policy and then go on?
Yeah, well, we'll do the policy first. And then if you're okay with that, then I'll explain how I came up with the numbers on for the retroactive compensation.
Right, make a motion, Emily?
I'll make a motion to adopt the policy. I don't know what number.
It's called diesel fuel adjustment for highway department contractors. I'll second that one.
Okay. Any discussion on that part of it?
Question. Highway department contractors. Now, we use some that are not used on the highway, so there's no taxes involved in that. Are we going to, is this only for winter?
No, this is also summer contract.
Right, so we're talking dozers, we're talking all this.
They all burn diesel fuel.
Right, but they don't have to pay road tax on that type of equipment.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying, is we're talking over a period of time.
That's immaterial.
Why is it immaterial?
Well, because this compensates them for the increase in the price.
But the price you have here includes a fuel road use tax.
Okay.
But that's the price they're paying.
That's what most of these guys
do. The off-road fueling, I don't believe any of the guys are using off-road fueling.
They aren't.
No, I don't believe so.
Right.
Because I think most of the equipment today, even the construction equipment, they still got to use that sulfur-based diesel.
Well, they can
They can buy dyed fuel.
They can buy the off-road fuel, but then you got to have somebody come out and deliver it to you.
Right.
And what's the tax? Isn't it minimal?
18 cents federal.
Federal, and state.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much the state is.
But, well, they probably get a 30.
I think it's total of 22 between the people.
All right.
Boyd actually did bring that up, I think, the first time we discussed that, but it was so minuscule, Russ, that I don't think it was worth trying to calculate it out.
They show up, they're good people.
Well, I'm not questioning.
I think they're good, like, personnel,
Yeah.
So, I mean, if there's not that much usage, that's,
Because most of that equipment that you're talking about would be just on the road reconstruction. So that's for a period of probably a month out of the year.
Right.
Okay. All right. No. Because this is on into the setting into the future. So
correct.
What was
And one thing I did eliminate from the calculation here is their standby pay. They get 5 hours a week in the winter if we don't call them out.
Right.
But we're not going to
nickel and dime.
We're not going to give an adjustment at 5 hours a week. Okay.
Yeah. No. That's all right. Not,
so because they didn't burn any fuel.
Yeah.
Correct. Right.
So, I guess once we adopt the...
We got a motion, we got a second. If there's no further discussion, all those in favor of adopting the new policy?
Russ.
Yeah,
Sue.
Boyd.
Brian.
Pat.
Okay. Now in the second part.
All right, so here's a memo dated June 16th. It just goes through the numbers and what their hourly rates were, it's an $8.80 an hour adjustment. That's how much the price of diesel fuel went up.
Based on their...
Based on the state formula.
Right.
The
New Hampshire DOT.
Yeah, the state assumes that this equipment burns 5 gallons an hour, but they're only operating 85% of the time. So you kind of...
That's why you get the 880.
Right,
yeah.
So that's how they come up with this number right here. And this is... These are really hard numbers based on the... This little website I found, it says weekly retail gasoline and diesel prices.
What was the date on that?
These are different.
See them?
You can see different columns.
Right up to current.
Yeah.
For each 19, month.
Is this 2021 and
December
24th,
2021,
okay, right.
January 2022. Okay. So that's the most recent number available there.
And
so
where are we going to pull that out of?
Well,
yeah.
Now, okay, the other reason that we're not going to apply this to the fourth quarter of 2021 is because we're in a different fiscal year.
Correct.
So
we can't take it from winter?
Well,
did he encumber winter?
He didn't encumber for
no.
this.
No.
Oh, he just encumbered the...
No, yeah, no, but he did say that budget-wise, he said this was going to pay out of the winter.
I did talk to Jeff, and we did struggle with that. Okay, but it's $18,800.
So that's out of this year's budget.
It's going to come out of this year's budget.
Yeah.
Well,
can he do it?
Right.
He told me what your payroll for this year. So.
Can he do it?
He said he could.
Okay.
So he's going to find the money.
Okay.
I want to really thank you for doing all this. It's a lot.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a lot. I know how much it is. It's a lot.
Yeah, but it's it's.
And I think I'd like to make a motion to accept this. We're talking about $18,000, and if the department head thinks that he could absorb it with the current budget, he's the expert, I'm fine with it. So I'll make a motion to adopt the cost impact of diesel fuel adjustment that's been presented. Is that what you want to say?
Yeah, for the first quarter of 2022.
Yeah.
I'll second that.
Okay.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Yeah.
Russ, Boyd.
Sue.
Brian. Pat.
Okay.
Thank you, boys.
Thank you very much for doing all that.
I'm sure the contract.
Well, we got to take care of these guys.
Well, yeah, we need them.
Without these contractors, we don't have a highway.
They show up, they work.
Okay? They take all the risk?
Yes.
It's a big deal.
They show up. A lot of people aren't working.
So, Andrew, you got the original on this right here?
I'm gonna. You sent it to me, so I'm just going to...
You're good?
So, doing it from now on? Or
oh, yeah. That's going to help.
That's
each quarter,
right? So, that's one will be four.
So the baseline is always going to be the fourth quarter of 2021 until we reset the contract to bounce.
Okay,
and then
so
that
like
becomes a new,
in
a
the
new
budget.
Benchmark.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, so you do have the original?
Yeah, he sent it to me. I'll print it off and put it in the folder. because I see a little typo.
He's going to cut out Donovan Road, isn't he?
She's still got those holes? Huh? Did she call you
but
again?
I think she sold it. I don't know.
No. She moved on, huh? That's funny. And this was yours, so you want to defer this until...
Yes, please.
You and Dean get a chance to look at it? Okay.
Attendance.
Other business.
I'd like to pay it out of the building maintenance fund. And it's just, it was a fire sprinkler bill from last fall, and we were overcharged almost by double, and I recently talked with them and
she got it negotiated.
$760.
Very good.
Do you need a motion then to go ahead and pay?
Please, yeah, if you could just play it out of the building maintenance fund.
What?
No. I'd like to make a motion to pay the fire sprinkler bill out of the building maintenance fund.
I'll second. Oh, no, I don't do that.
I'll second that.
Yeah. Anything that says fire, I don't
talk. Oh, this is just for the building, though, actually.
This is
building.
It's building, actually. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Any questions or?
No.
Seeing none, all in favor?
Russ.
Sue.
Warren.
Brian.
Pat.
Good, thank you. Anything else on the other business?
I have a question. Andrea, you know, LED lighting's in here. With what program? I know you've got a lot happening, but with going to be doubling the...
Yeah, I know we were talking about that today. Is that something we want?
Okay, so maybe we look at it for next meeting or something?
Yeah.
They're talking about doubling the electrical costs.
Oh, I know.
This could pay fast.
Yeah.
It could be,
I
don't know.
Recouped fast.
Yeah.
And are you going to the budget committee meetings?
I have been, yeah.
She's everywhere. She's everywhere.
Why?
Not everywhere.
Is she doing that? Does she need to? Until we do a new budget?
We didn't require her to, but I think she likes to just be on top of it all.
It's budget, yeah. I don't
want to
be on top of that.
All right. If there's nothing else, the town office will be closed.
Oh, I mean, there's a committee forming in town to have that every person in town who wants to can sign up for energy costs for
the community
use,
power.
What they use, is that correct terminology?
The supplier,
And what I'm saying is that they're working on that now, so they come fall, it could be, it'll basically offer any resident in town that wants to join in. So it would be, there's a number of those out there, but now this is the hydro that we've had for the town here before, that they've branched out.
But I think it has to go to a vote. It doesn't have to go to a town vote. Town doesn't have to agree for everybody to be in it.
No.
Oh, I thought they had to approve
it. Nothing.
Okay.
It's just that we gave them the authority to go forward with it.
Right.
And oh, okay.
And you get the access, yes.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm talking electricity.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. The town offices will be closed at 12:30 on Friday, July 1st for the town employee summer barbecue. Location is now pending.
Depends on the weather.
Depends on the weather.
Bring your bathing suits.
Yeah. If it's 70, we're having it here at the park. If it's 85, we're having it at suits.
Yeah, there you go. Back right here.
Town office will be closed Monday, July 4th, in observance of Independence Day. And the next select board meeting is July 11th. And is there any public input?
Last year we were invited to that. Are we invited to that again this year?
I think they tried to scale it back, but...
Okay.
Employees.
Yeah,
just keep it small. Yeah.
Small.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Seeing nothing, is that the only public input? If nothing else, the board has nothing else?
Move to adjourn.
Hey, you know, I just have one question for the safety committee.
Yeah.
You know, the Moore building over there at the school, how many kids are actually use that building every day?
Like
two,
to
Mark,
to
how,
school?
260
or something like that?
270? is it?
No, the old building in front. What do they call it? The Moore Building? You know,
no, they,
the original school. Every day.
They have the music.
You mean the original school?
Right.
Yeah, they.
The front part?
Yeah, that's in use every day.
First grade?
First?
Yeah. First grade.
I want to say first and second is there.
Okay.
And then the middle school, and then the kindergarten's in the new wing, down the most recent.
So is that fully utilized?
Yeah.
The old building? Okay.
Yeah.
So somebody asked that question, you know, whether the school's getting, is using that building.
Well, the thing is, I've heard some of the comments of putting offices over there.
Right.
The problem is, you may have a safety or a security issue with that. Maybe some people aren't allowed that close to a school.
1,500 feet from the school.
You know, or do you want to have people have access, because there is a connection.
I see.
On the ground floor.
So you think that's a security issue?
It's a safety concern, yeah.
Yeah, having public offices over there and a school on the same.
I mean, let's look at what happened in Texas, right? Somebody left the door open.
Yeah.
And we had access, right?
Yeah.
So you don't want to create a safety issue for them.
But I'm sure that question is going to come up, you know, when we start talking about options here.
That's a pretty easy one to answer.
Carla.
Susan had a meeting about 5 years ago in this room where she had all of the town boards and the school board came. At that meeting, the chairman of the school board, whether he intended to or not, mentioned that they were considering emptying that front building, the old original building, moving those classes into the newest section and renting that building. They were going to rent it to the SAU for SAU offices. The SAU's office lease was up and they were going to be looking for space. So I latched on to the idea that if we were going to empty that building for the SAU, we could empty it for another reason. And the other reason would be to move the town offices into that old building.
Right.
And then, if you think about the geography of all of this, now you have a complex. You have the library, you have the town offices in the old school building, you have the fire department, and then you give the police department this whole building for themselves. So my question is, if the school board could, 5 years ago, entertain an idea of emptying that building, why can't they entertain that idea now when they are almost 75 students fewer than they were 5 years ago?
The biggest question would be, how does a registered sex offender register his car?
Say that again.
How would a registered sex offender register his car?
Online.
Online only?
Come to the police department.
I think there are a whole lot of reasons reasons to investigate it.
Right. Yeah, you can't
but
take it off the table.
But I can't seem to get anybody else really interested in investigating it. But the number of students continues to decrease. It's been decreasing.
Well, unfortunately,
steadily.
That's
decreasing everywhere.
That's the question that we can't answer.
It is happening everywhere.
Yeah.
But the fact is, it's happening right here, and we're talking about building a new building. When in fact, why shouldn't we spend some small amount of time talking to the school board? Well, now they're no longer interested because the SAU doesn't want to rent.
Oh, they don't?
I don't think they do. But I'm not sure. But, I mean, no one's picked up the ball. No one's bothered to ask any questions about it.
Well, because I think everybody's supportive of the police. Mm-hmm. And I don't think anybody really wants to get up and say, let's not do a police station. I mean, that's awkward. It's hard. And Mike, and you know
I'm
that,
not
too.
Saying no. I'm not
you know
saying,
what I mean?
I'm not saying no to
but
a police
But look at other
station.
Options.
I'm just trying to say that there are options here, and we keep building buildings. and we have a little building up on the hill that we don't really have a use for, because did we really investigate? Did we really investigate the potential of adding on to that little building? No, everybody got it in their head that they needed a new library.
Right.
So now we've got it in our head that we need a new police station.
Right.
And I'm just saying, have we looked at all of the options? That's all.
Carla raises a question that demands an answer.
I'm not the only person that has thought of this. There are several other people, but the problem is nobody wants to step on the toes of the police.
Exactly. And that's not you, Mike. It's just the truth.
Mark, go ahead.
You got some truth. 265 students are enrolled at the Henry W. Moore School currently. And as of last year, October 2021, we had 274.
What's the number this year, Mark?
265.
What is happening, Mark? How can we lose nine?
No lovers.
No homeschool. There's too many shootings. There's too many issues.
No, it's not even. It has
I don't
nothing
think
to
it's the shootings. I think the curriculum.
It's the curriculum. It's the education.
The curriculum gave them pause.
That's one big issue right there.
I predict that it will decrease even more. There's a huge movement afoot in this country in regard to public school education, and we
Absolutely.
All should pay attention to it.
That's right.
Well, and I think
Wait
the state is doing the money to follow the student, and they're going to open up religious, you know, places that you can enroll your child and like that. I think that's going to be a big...
You're right.
The thing is, if we went right now and said to the school board, could you empty that building, they would say no. They would.
Yeah, but they'd probably think about it and try to...
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't think so. I mean, because...
Would you, Mark?
I can't answer for the chair of the school board, but I mean, we would look at an option.
Right, look at options.
We would also have to look at the safety side of it, too. And what is it, whether we use half the building or the whole building, we still, it's where we educate our children, so you have to maintain it. You know, we have the amount of teachers. Last year we didn't have two positions, language and another one, and that's why we were able to do a little bit with the project.
You've done a good job with that.
No, I think we have a good work.
Yeah.
I just would remind the select board that building is a town building. It belongs to the town. You know, we all get it in our head, oh, that's the school building. That whole complex belongs to the town. We have a right to address the school board, and if you are interested, that is.
100%.
It's a beautiful building for a town office.
It is. Old building? Fabulous. Don't you remember?
I told you that.
The select board used to be in that old building.
And it's all 88.
That little hole.
Little hole.
It is. And the closet, right.
Yeah. Hot lunch in that building.
No?
Okay.
We beat that up.
There's things that we would have to do to bring it
compliant.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, that would need a lot of stuff.
The 2.2 million isn't doing that.
Nope.
Oh no. Dear Lord! Okay. Don't even tell me about
that. That's all
tonight.
In the Turner report. If you want to read it.
Not tonight.
Yeah. I need a drink now.
I think we had a motion.
Yes.
Did we ever get a second?
I'll second it.
Right, what was the motion?
To adjourn.
Okay.
All in favor?
Russ.
Yeah, boy.
Sue.
Brian.
Pat.
Thank you, Carla.
Yes, thank you, Carla.
I like that.